remove these specific fats in your diet that create a lot of inflammation. They age your skin, they prevent you from tightening your skin, and they will cause disease and aging faster than cigarettes. What am I talking about here? I'm talking about number one, fish oil, and number two, vegetable oils.
The Greek definition for metabolism is to transform. Your metabolism is designed to take food and to transform it into energy so you feel good and burn fat. We are determined to deliver the science and art of metabolism to you. We bring on the thought leaders in this space to have life-changing conversations so you could apply and upgrade your metabolism. The topics covered here include biohacking, ketosis, carnivore, fasting strategies, mindset, and metabolic health. Your body was built to be self-healing. Our goal is to identify the interference and remove it. You are a masterpiece because you are a piece of the master. Welcome to the Metabolic Freedom Podcast. My name is Ben Azadi. I'm the best-selling author of Keto Flex, and I want to thank you for spending part of your day with me. Welcome back to the Metabolic Freedom Podcast. I am your host, Ben Azadi. You can learn more about me over at benazadi.com. Today's episode is all about the best way to lose flabby skin naturally. I'm going to give you a skin tightening protocol, which is relevant whether you have loose skin from a weight loss journey you have achieved. Congratulations. Or if you just have loose skin in general, the protocol will work for you as well. There are six steps to follow here, and I will outline all of the six steps, and I'll put all the resources I mentioned on today's episode in the notes down below. You're going to hear, of course, about autophagy and the two best ways to achieve autophagy, which really helps with your skin's ability to regenerate itself, which it does every 30 days. You learn about the dangers of inflammatory fats like fish oil and vegetable oils, the best fats for skin health, photobiomodulation therapy, which is red light therapy, the five best exercises for loose skin, the relationship between cortisol, glucose, and insulin in loose skin, and a lot more. You'll love this episode, and I hope you share it with somebody and also leave the show a rating and review. Before we dive right in, I want to acknowledge today's episode sponsors. We have Wild Pastures, who has incredible, delicious, but even more important than that, high quality animal protein. Wild Pastures works with regenerative organic farmers to deliver the highest quality meats, red meat, poultry, seafood, delivered to your door. And I get them every single month. They hooked you up with a special deal to get a discount off your first box and all boxes moving forward. If you click the link in the notes down below, for Metabolic Freedom Podcast listeners only. And of course, we have one of my favorite companies who make nanoparticle supplements called Upgraded Formulas. One of my favorite products from them that I take pretty much every night is their magnesium, which is a nanoparticle magnesium. I take two before bed. And if you start taking it, you'll notice a difference with your sleep and energy levels in the morning that first night you take it. Along with their upgraded magnesium, they also have upgraded copper, upgraded testosterone, upgraded products for menstrual cramps for the ladies out there who struggle with cramps during their menstrual cycle, and a lot more. If you go to upgradedformulas.com and use the coupon code ketosis, you'll get a nice discount, 15% off your order. We'll drop that link down below. Okay, let's get right into the episode.
Loose, flabby skin is not fun to deal with. After I personally lost over 80 pounds of fat back in 2008, I struggled with loose, flabby skin myself. Ever since, I've done a tremendous amount of research, and I'm happy to present to you the solution to finally tightening up that skin so you look and feel great. I will be sharing with you the exact protocol I used for myself and what I've used on thousands of students from all across the world to tighten their skin. This will be relevant to you whether you have loose skin from dramatic weight loss or if you just have loose skin in general and you're looking to tighten up that skin, this protocol will work for all of you. The amazing thing about the human body is that it constantly regenerates itself. We also have skin cells, and those skin cells regenerate often. Skin cells regenerate every 30 days. Meaning if you follow this protocol, within a month, you'll notice substantial changes with your skin. All right, let's get right into the protocol. The first step is to achieve a process called autophagy. The Greeks call autophagy, eat thyself, and it sounds pretty wicked and weird, but the body is so magnificent. Your metabolism and innate intelligence is so incredible. There is a process called autophagy that gets kickstarted through different ways. I'll teach you how. And this is the process of regenerating your cells, healing your cells, especially as it relates to your skin cells. Autophagy is that process of getting rid of bad cells faster and replenishing and rebuilding with healthy cells, and in this case, healthy skin cells. Now, there are multiple ways to achieve autophagy. My favorite way, and what I'm going to teach you here, is through fasting protocols. This is my favorite way to achieve autophagy, and I get it. If you've never practiced fasting before, it's like asking you to hold your breath for 10 minutes. I get it, but allow me to share an extreme example on fasting and autophagy. There is a gentleman who has the Guinness World Record for the longest recorded water fast. What does that mean? That means this person didn't have food, just water. That's what a water fast is. His name was Angus Barbary, and he fasted for 380 plus days. Now, he was medically supervised, but the most important thing I want you to pay attention to is this. He did not have excessive loose skin. Why? Because of autophagy. He achieved tremendous amounts of autophagy with that fast. And not only that, he was medically supervised. His blood work looked great. Electrolytes looked great. He felt fantastic. And he dramatically lost the weight and didn't have the issue with too much excessive skin. Now, autophagy is what we want. I'm not gonna ask you to fast for over a year. I'm gonna give you three different ways to practice fasting for autophagy, but here's how I really want it to click for you. The analogy I'll give you is this. You open up your refrigerator and what do you see? In your refrigerator, you have groceries. And these groceries have different expiration dates on them. The orange juice, the carrots, the yogurt, the milk, the eggs, whatever it is, every grocery has an expiration date. Now imagine, you let all the groceries inside of your refrigerator just expire. You don't use them. And then you see they're all expired. But instead of throwing them into the trash, you kind of just shove them towards the back of the fridge, drive to the grocery store, buy fresh groceries, come back home, put those fresh groceries in front of the expired groceries and close that door. What's gonna happen in that refrigerator? That's gonna be a toxic environment. Disease will manifest in that environment. Well, guess what? You have cells. You have skin cells. You have proteins and mitochondria that all have specific expiration dates on them. And when you don't achieve autophagy, you're allowing these cells, these skin cells, these dead cells to expire in your body and kind of just stay there like floating zombies. Now, autophagy is the process of getting rid of the expired groceries, the expired skin cells, and your body is so sophisticated, this innate intelligence blows my mind, that it tries to repair cells, let's say skin cells that need to be repaired, and if the skin cell cannot be repaired, a signal is sent to create something called apoptosis, which is programmed cell death, where your innate intelligence will get rid of that cell altogether and then produce a healthy, naive cell called a stem cell. You don't have to pay thousands of dollars and you could get stem cells from free via fasting and autophagy. So the three ways to practice fasting for the best autophagy for regenerating your skin cells are, number one, a daily 18-6 fast. That means out of a 24-hour period, for 18 hours, you're fasted. What can you have in a fasted state? Water, coffee, tea, electrolytes, that's it. No food for 18 hours. Then you have a 6-hour eating window and you want to consume high quality, protein rich, collagen rich foods, which help to really achieve that repairing process of the skin cells. And I love bone broth. I love ground beef. I love chicken and organ meats, different products out there that contain collagen-rich proteins. You wanna have that during that 6-hour eating window. Then we have the second method of achieving autophagy. You'll get more autophagy doing this, and that is a 24-hour fast. I would not recommend doing this every day, but once per week, you wanna throw this into the mix, where you simply go either lunch to lunch or dinner to dinner or even breakfast to breakfast one day out of the week. For example, let's say you're done eating Sunday at 2 p.m., you'll fast until Monday at 2 p.m. where you break the fast, 24-hour fast, you'll achieve more autophagy. Then we have the third method of achieving autophagy. Now, this method is more aggressive, but you get more of the benefits here. And that is a 48-hour water fast once per month. And similar to that example I just gave you on the 24-hour fast, let's say this is the week for your 48-hour fast. So now the example will be you're done eating at, let's say, 2 p.m. Eastern time, and you'll go all the way until Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern time, giving you that 48 hours of a fasted state, getting more autophagy, more fat loss. There's also some really cool research showing a 48-hour fast resets the dopamine receptors in your brain. So a lot of magnificent things happen, and those are the three ways to achieve autophagy through fasting. Now, before we get into the rest of the protocol, if you want to learn more about fasting, I've written a best-selling book called The Intermittent Fasting Cheat Sheet, and you can get it for free. If you head to fastingcheatsheet.com, I answer the top 20 questions on fasting, back it up with science. We'll drop a link for it down below. The second part of your protocol here is to practice strength training and build lean muscle mass. And I'm not saying you have to become a bodybuilder or a CrossFitter or put on a whole bunch of muscle, but putting on lean muscle mass will give you the appearance of tighter skin. This is something that worked really well for me when I first went through my 80 pounds of weight loss back in 2008. Now, we know that muscle is an organ, and it's been called the longevity organ, and there's a lot of benefits to putting on lean muscle mass. The benefits include more insulin sensitivity, of course, burning more calories because your body produces more mitochondria and raises your basal metabolic rate. But for the point of this lesson, it will give you the visual appearance of your skin tightening. If you think about it, those of you who are watching this right now, who maybe did not go through dramatic weight loss but have loose skin, you probably have loose skin because you lack muscle mass. So when you build the muscle mass, it'll make it more firm and tight. But not all exercises and workouts will achieve this. I'm gonna share with you the top five exercises that give the biggest bang for your buck to build that lean muscle mass and tighten your skin. And just before I get to that, another bonus for exercise is that you also achieve autophagy when you strength train and do these five exercises. Okay, these are called compound movements. They're called compound movements because they recruit multiple joints at the same time versus isolating joints. Now, isolated movements will not give you the effect we're looking for here. What are isolated movements? Bicep curls, leg extensions. These are isolating a certain muscle group, but not recruiting multiple joints at the same time. We wanna do that. So my five favorite movements, exercises to achieve lean muscle mass and tighten your skin is going to be number one, push-ups. And if that's too easy for you, you could go and do bench press or dumbbell bench press, but that's gonna recruit multiple joints at the same time. Now, if that's too difficult for you, you could do push-ups on your knees or even push up against the wall, depending on your activity level. The second movement are squats. Squats give you the biggest metabolic benefit and cascade of hormones that you want to achieve here. Now, there are different ways to do squats. You could simply do a body weight squat where you just squat all the way down. I didn't do that, but all the way down and stand up. You could hold weights and do it. If that's too difficult, you can sit down to a chair and just stand up. So depending on your activity level, you wanna customize it as such, but squats are gonna be number two. Number three is gonna be shoulder press. Now, the way that a beginner would start with shoulder press would be just with your arms, up and down, up and down. Then you wanna add some dumbbells, maybe you could add some barbells and press it up and down, but that's gonna help with lean muscle mass. And guess what, there's also some receptor sites for testosterone in the shoulders, which actually help increase testosterone, another bonus as well. Number four is gonna be a high intensity burst with recovery. That could be sprinting, that could be cycling, or that could be swimming. But you wanna go in an all out effort for 20 to 30 seconds. So that could be sprinting, that could be cycling, that could be swimming, all out effort for about 30 seconds, and then you just rest and recover for a minute. That's one round. You do five rounds of that twice a week. That will also help to really fine tune your skin and abs and burn belly fat as well. The fifth movement is gonna be burpees. I always say that word when I used to own my CrossFit gym here in Miami, and people used to just dread that word. I personally love burpees, and it's a great movement where you simply, and we'll show you a video here as I explain this, where you simply are dropping down to the ground, chest and thighs hit the ground, you push yourself up, jump up and clap. That's a burpee. You wanna do several burpees in a row. I would recommend doing 30 seconds of as many burpees as possible, 1 minute rest, that's one round, do a total of five rounds. So those are the five movements.
I wanna share a snippet from a recent conversation I had with Mike Feldstein, founder of Jasper, episode 704, where we dig into one of the biggest health discoveries I made in 2023, air quality. So you developed Jasper. You can see I actually always have my Jasper in the corner here, but I decided to put it here. But I want to share with you, Mike, how I discovered Jasper. I had Ryan Blazer, a mutual friend. He discovered mold in my home, discovered hydrogen sulfide from the preserves. And we essentially said, we got to get out of here. I said, what can I do in the meantime, Ryan? I have this air purifying machine and I'm thinking about getting this company. And he said, that's a good Honda Accord. And I said, okay, what's like the Ferrari then? He goes, you got to get Jasper. So I immediately bought two. And I got to tell you, Mike, I love the Jasper, man. It's the best air purifying machine I've ever had. And I've had several for many, many years. I tell my students to get them all the time. But what I love about it, the settings, right? It's on right now and you can't hear it. It's very quiet. And it's showing that it's excellent air quality right now. If I were to, let's say, cook on my gas, and I saw this when we first moved in, we have a gas stove and we didn't turn on the vent. And then I told my fiance, turn on the vent, we're using the gas stove. So it smelled like gas. And then I looked at my Jasper and it was yellow and then it went red. So it picked that up, right? Which is super cool. So it's showing me in real time that the environment is not safe. So maybe open up some windows and do some things in the meantime. One of the things I love about it too is that I have one in my bedroom overnight. Every night I turn it on and I put it on the full setting where now you could hear it, but it's like a white noise. And I actually sleep better with that. So I have that thing running 24/7 in the bedroom. I got three of them right now. If you find my experience relatable and my journey hits close to home for you, I am glad to share this code with you. For podcast listeners, swing by jasper.co. JASPR.CO and use the coupon code KETOKAMP, KETOKAMP at checkout to save $200 on your own Jasper and start breathing clean Jasper air.
Let's get to the third part of your protocol here. The third step is to remove these specific fats in your diet that create a lot of inflammation. They age your skin, they prevent you from tightening your skin, and they will cause disease and aging faster than cigarettes. What am I talking about here? I'm talking about number one, fish oil, and number two, vegetable oils. Fish oil, I know that's a shocker. I used to be a huge fish oil guy. I wrote about the benefits of fish oil back in 2017 with my first book, and I removed it because I came across research showing how dangerous fish oil actually is in the body. There's a lot of problems with fish oil, and I don't have the time in this video to go over it, but allow me to share this. The brain in a healthy adult man, 6 foot tall, requires about 7.2 milligrams of DHA every day. People take fish oil because of the DHA and the EPA. Now compare that. 7.2 milligrams of DHA is what the brain requires in a tall, healthy man. One capsule of fish oil has 1,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA sometimes, and people are taking 2, 3, 4 capsules. This is a super physiological overdose. And what happens? That fish oil, first of all, 83% of fish oil is rancid on that shelf before you even purchase it. But Ben, I buy the best, healthiest fish oil in the world. Okay, let's say it's the 17%. Well, your body is warm and that fish oil needs to be in a cool temperature. So when it enters your body temperature, 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, it turns a healthy fat into a rancid fat, mixes with your stomach acid, makes it even more rancid. And then eventually it ends up where? In your epidermis. And that's why when we look at countries that consume the highest amount of fish oil, correlate, not causation, but correlation, to the highest amount of skin cancer. Because that fish oil ends up in your skin, sun hits it, oxidizes, and that's a problem. But as it pertains to tightening your skin, this will prevent that. So what is the solution? Eat the fish. Eat wild-caught fish twice per week, once per week, and you'll get enough of your EPA and DHA. I love fish oil when it's in the fish. Once you remove it, that's the problem. Leading to the second part here. These vegetable oils are also a problem. I love vegetable oils when it's in the vegetable. Once you remove it, it's a problem. These vegetable oils are highly inflammatory. They will create disease fast in your body. They will prevent you from tightening your skin, and they will give you the appearance of rapid aging when you consume them. So there are 9 specific vegetable oils you want to avoid. I'm gonna give you a list here, and then I'll give you the swaps to rebuild your skin cells the right way. So the 9 oils you want to avoid: canola oil, corn oil, and cottonseed oil, sunflower oil, soybean oil, and safflower oil, rice bran oil, grapeseed oil, and refined peanut oil. These are called polyunsaturated fatty acids. Remove them, and you'll notice a difference within a matter of days. You wanna swap them for saturated fats and monounsaturated fats. The best oils and fats for cooking are animal fats like butter, ghee, beef tallow, lard, and duck fat. Then we have fruit-based fats like coconut oil, avocado oil, and olive oil. That's gonna be better for salad dressings and dips. When you're at a restaurant, I tell the server, I'm allergic to these oils. As a matter of fact, I use my seed oil allergy card, and you can get this for free over at seedoilcard.com. You don't wanna take that hit. It says, dear server, I'm allergic to these oils. Please use the healthier variety and use this wisely. Download it for free, seedoilcard.com. Show it to your server on your image on your phone or print it out. Don't take that hit. The fourth step is to master glucose, cortisol, and insulin. Let's start with glucose and insulin. When you have high amounts of glucose and insulin, you are going to deplete your amino acids. Amino acids are the building blocks of protein, which help to make up your skin. If you are stripping away your amino acids because of high blood sugar levels and high insulin levels, after the 30 days that your skin cells regenerate, it's just gonna regenerate unhealthy cells, and you're not gonna be able to achieve the tight, firm skin. High levels of glucose is one of the fastest ways to age yourself. When you have elevated blood sugar levels, it creates a process called advanced glycation end products. The acronym is AGES, because it ages you faster, and these AGES connect to receptor sites for advanced glycation end products. So AGES makes your AGES, and the standard American diet, the SAD diet, creates the AGES. So this makes a lot of sense. SAD, SAD, equals AGES, AGES. When you have this process of advanced glycation end products, I want you to think of it as when you were a kid and you went to the fair and you bought the cotton candy and you're eating the cotton candy and then you're done and you kind of press your fingers together and it's sticky. Sugar is sticky and it sticks to protein. Well, your skin cells are amino acids and protein, and that sugar glycates, sticks to it, stripping away collagen, aging you faster, preventing you from tightening your skin, and actually making your loose skin worse. And one more bad thing that happens with advanced glycation end products, it also depletes nitric oxide from your blood vessels, which makes your heart pump harder, which leads to high blood pressure. So which foods cause the biggest blood sugar and insulin response? Good question. If you look at the chart here on the screen, courtesy of Virta Health, you can see that out of the three macronutrients, carbohydrates will spike your blood glucose and blood insulin far more than protein, and fat doesn't even touch the dial. And protein, by the way, is a phase two response, very small response. So just based off of that, that means we want to eat a low carbohydrate diet. That could be keto or just low carb. I would recommend you drop your total carbs under 100 grams of carbs per day. And then you want to focus on high quality protein that's collagen rich and those healthy fats I've outlined in the previous tip. Now, if you want to take it to another level, I would recommend going keto. I'm a big fan of it. I've been teaching it since 2013, and you can learn more about keto and download my free guide over at ketokickstartguide.com. Now, I mentioned cortisol plays a role here. Cortisol, just like insulin, has a bad PR team. They're not always bad unless you call them all the time. Now, stress creates high levels of cortisol. When you have elevated levels of cortisol and they stay elevated, it creates a cortisol belly. It also strips your amino acids. It also ages you faster. It also prevents you from tightening up your skin. So I'm not gonna get into the many, many ways to taper down cortisol, but I'll share with you this. My favorite way to lower cortisol is to take a supplement called vitamin G. It is an anti-inflammatory supplement, helps with the brain, helps with fat loss, helps to tighten your skin. You get a benefit the second you take vitamin G. Studies suggest it lowers blood pressure, lowers blood sugar levels, and 1,200 chemical responses take place instantaneously when you take vitamin G. Okay, you're asking me or thinking if I have an affiliate link and a coupon code to purchase vitamin G. The answer is no, because vitamin G is the practice of gratitude, and that is not woo-woo. Those are legit studies. When you practice gratitude, you produce oxytocin and cortisol drops, and that is the quickest, easiest way to taper down cortisol. The next step here in your protocol, and I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but you want to eliminate alcohol or really limit your intake of alcohol. Alcohol is a poison to your body. It's a neurotoxin. Even if it's the healthiest alcohol in the world, every sip will kill brain cells. Your liver and your metabolism needs to prioritize getting rid of the alcohol over other processes in your body, which, by the way, one of them is regenerating healthy skin cells. Now, the worst offenders are going to be beer and wine. Dr. Zach Bush shared on my Metabolic Freedom podcast that the average California wine has 64 herbicides and pesticides in it. That's nasty, ripping open your tight junctions, creating inflammation at the cell level, not good. And then beer is very estrogenic, lowers testosterone, raises inflammation, not good as well. If you're going to drink alcohol, you want to stick with clear alcohols like whiskey, tequila, and vodka. And if you're gonna have wine, there's a set of wines that are healthier, I wouldn't say healthy, but healthier than regular wines, and this is called biodynamic wines from Dry Farm Wines, and we'll drop a link down below for you to check them out. It's ketocampwine.com. Now, there's some cool things you can do to biohack and process alcohol better, so it doesn't have such a detrimental effect, and it prevents, you could prevent a hangover as well. So I'll give you those biohacking steps right now. You wanna take a strong binder about an hour before you start drinking. I use the one from Systemic Formulas called Bind, and I'll drop a link for it down below. When you start drinking, you also wanna take a high quality glutathione supplement or product. I'll drop the one that I use down below as well. And then if you can, eat asparagus as you also drink alcohol, because asparagus has been shown to help the liver detoxify alcohol as well. All right, the sixth tip here is to use something called photobiomodulation. What's that? That's this right here. It's a red light lamp. This is the one I have from Sonospace. Ooh, that feels good. Now, red light therapy, red light lamps, this is called photobiomodulation. There's a lot of cool research on this. Allow me to explain. Red light therapy stimulates fibroblasts, which are cells responsible for producing collagen, a key protein in maintaining skin elasticity and firmness. Increased collagen production can help reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, leading to smoother and younger looking skin. Red light therapy penetrates the skin and promotes better blood circulation. Improved circulation brings more oxygen and nutrients to the cells, enhancing their health and vitality. This can result in healthier complexion and a natural glow. I could go on and on and on about the benefits of red light therapy, photobiomodulation. I encourage you, if you want to check out the studies on PubMed, just go to pubmed.gov and type in photobiomodulation and you could geek out. Now here's the thing, more red light is not better. There's research showing too much red light gives you the opposite effect. I know, there's always conflicting info. So I'll give you the protocol as it relates to getting the benefits without the harm of red light. You want to do about 10 minutes each side of your body twice a day. So what that means, if you have a targeted device, you would move it about 10 inches away, 10 minutes each body part throughout, or you could have a full panel, like I actually have a full panel too, where I do 10 minutes front side, 10 minutes backside, and then I'm done. So 20 minutes total, but 10 minutes each side of your body twice per day. More isn't necessarily better, and I'll put my favorite red light devices in the notes down below.
Well, there you have it. That's the full protocol. Implement it. Let me know how it works. You'll notice a difference in the next 30 days. If you know somebody who has loose skin, send this episode to them. If you want to watch the video version of today's episode, that's on our YouTube channel. That's actually being released tomorrow, Sunday, April 28th. And you could go to youtube.com/ketocamp to watch that and previous episodes we've done as well. Go check out the podcast sponsors down below, Jasper, Wild Pastures, and Upgraded Formulas, with special coupon codes and links for you to get some nice deals. If you didn't listen to the episode we released yesterday with Trina Felber from Primal Life Organics, all about the toxic skincare products and dental products in your household that's creating inflammation and how to make better swaps, go listen to it. That was released yesterday. And then coming up this Monday, April 29th, we have a brand new interview with Andy Schuniver all about health insurance and an alternative to health insurance called Crowd Health. You're going to love this one. Have an amazing weekend. Thank you for listening. I'll see you on the next episode. This podcast is for information purposes only. Statements and views expressed on this podcast are not medical advice. This podcast, including Benazzati, disclaim responsibility from any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not accept responsibility of statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or non-direct interest in products or services referred to herein. If you think you have a medical problem, consult a licensed physician.